Okay, this is InterCity Press's second podcast for today, Monday, November 1st, 2021. We're covering here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse more than 10 cases, but from 11 a.m. until now, 1 p.m., and still yet not over, just on break, there is a series of rulings in the U.S. versus Ghislaine Maxwell matter. The government and the defense on Friday filed a flurry of motions trying to include and exclude evidence and victims. And InterCity Press actually seeing the outrageous request to withhold all trial exhibits and to redact an entire argument, Argument 10 by the government, filed immediately with Judge Nathan opposing it. Now, Judge Nathan has just gone through 2 hours of rulings. She has said that Argument 10 doesn't cut the mustard and must be revealed. Doesn't say when it will be, but we're going to stay on that. She also ruled that evidence about Ghislaine Maxwell setting up dates with people that are not minors is irrelevant and will not come in. And there's now some discussion of the scheduling book, the calendar book, and who can be cross-examined about what. There's a government witness, apparently male. See, all these witnesses are under pseudonyms, but the defense has said darkly that they will be cross-examining him about his lack of reliability and authentication of said scheduling book. But what I can say is that today's proceeding is taking place in courtroom 518 at 40 Foley Square. It's actually a relatively small courtroom. It's one of the issues that we've raised, that there should be a call-in line due to the COVID restrictions, the interest in this case. But it takes place in 518. In fairness, there is a press overflow room in 506. In 518, Ghislaine Maxwell, she's in a blue, dark blue prison t-shirt, short sleeves. There's a white shirt underneath. It's long, long sleeves, white mask, long hair, not the short hair in which she appeared in the United Nations. Yes, it's true. In at least two, one in the one of the large conference rooms, and also in the press briefing room, where InterCity Press asked her a question about her fraudulent Terramar project. This is before Antonio Guterres, good friend of pedophiles everywhere, had InterCity Press roughed up and banned from the UN. Now, 1,317 days. Now, we've put in questions to the UN today, not just about this case, but about its own ghoulish record of sending known-to-be rapist peacekeepers to impoverished African countries to commit the same crimes and then fly home entirely immune. And did you know what? Florencia Soto Nino, the spokesperson, has not answered the question at all. The UN itself is a sex trafficking conspiracy, but that's another story. For now, it's the 3-minute drill. InterCity Press, Matthew Russell Lee, court case cast to be continued.